Among the clinical features, as I described earlier, that there will be a severe kind of acne, it may present suddenly in an individual who had a previous history of mild to moderate acne for a few years, and then suddenly developed the onset of febrile ulcero-necrotic acne lesions along with the systemic manifestations, which includes fever, arthralgia, myalgia, and along with anorexia and weight loss. Patients usually develop a very refractory type of the acne, which usually fail to respond to antibacterial therapy. When we examine the lesions, these are usually numerous in number, inflammatory, tender, and ulcerative nodules, which are covered with hemorrhagic crusting. Sometimes pyogenic granulomatous like lesions may also be pyogenic granuloma type lesions may also be present. The distribution is mainly on the upper chest, back, and shoulders, and the face may also be involved in some. The lesions undergo rapid generation, resulting in ulcerations filled with necrotic debris. So when we examine them, the type of the lesion is usually ulcero-necrotic. The lesion heal with scarring. The labs will show marked leukocytosis, which may be leukomyoid. Along with this, other findings will be anemia, raised ESR, proteinuria, hematuria may also be seen. Painful splenomegaly, erythema nodosum, and bone pain due to aseptic osteolysis have been reported. But these are not very, very common. So you must remember that usually in the patients of acne fulminans, you will be seeing leukocytosis, raised ESR, and anemia.